Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Get big savings on big equipment for one big day at United Rentals on South Frontage Road in Columbus, Thursday, October 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, this is Tiffany Blackston. Call me today for the equipment you're looking for. 662-889-2528. Can't wait to see you on October 2nd.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear
Good morning, rock and rollers. This is a handyman show. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm trying to get myself comfortable in here. It's just like I'm squeezing, wiggling around. I will after a while. It's always comfortable here somehow or other. It's a good place to be. Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, and this is the Handyman Show at the Bill Mississippi Studios. And we do it every week from 10 till 12 on Saturdays and talk about your house and just really some interesting things. And, of course, we get a lot of help from people who text in or maybe call in, and throughout the entire program, you're just welcome to call in anytime at 888-808-8637. That's our SuperTalk call-in line, and you can use our CSpire text line, which we'd love to get your text. And on those texts, you can send us pictures or just anything that may be of concern to you, or maybe something you're just proud of that you want to show. We'd sure like to share it. You can send it to 601-879-4395. That's our CSpire text line. Plus, you can pick us up anywhere on any kind of social media platform out there at all. We're probably on it. SuperTalk is everywhere. And it's not just the radio. We're in all of the media outlets, Spotify, and we've got a podcast going on. You can really hear SuperTalk just anywhere. YouTube TV nowadays. Matter of fact, I was watching a video the other day on YouTube TV of the day that I was a guest on Gerard's show, and he and I just had a great conversation about basically taking care of your house and the things in your house. And it was a pretty good segment. So it's worth looking around and checking out some of the outlets that we're on and seeing some of the things that really are highlighted during those occasions. Great interesting information from all of our hosts. And they do a great job in just presenting some of that stuff. All right. We had a text last week about a gentleman who was claiming that he had just had his roof redone. Actually, it was a well-known, good reputation brand name company that put the roof on, but the man who was actually supervising the job said that he wasn't venting the bathroom fan out through the roof or through a soffit vent, but he was venting it in the attic. And the customer actually asked me what I thought about that. Well, I told him exactly what I thought about that, and then I also have done a lot of research this week into exhaust fans. And the first thing I came up with was, bathroom exhaust fans should not be vented in the attic at all. And why? Well, because they can create mildew and mold, and particularly under the rafters, and they'll put moist air in your attic all the time, which is bad for the wood, bad for the drywall, and it just makes a very unhealthy air up in your attic all the time. And then there's a heat buildup, particularly in the warmer weather. We'll have a heat buildup in the attic, and we don't need to add to it. There's enough heat up there, believe me, already, when we're adding heat from the bathroom. Plus, all the particles that are in the air in the bathroom that we use the fan to exhaust with, and gases as well, do create actually harmful particles in the air for us to breathe. And the bathroom fans are very, very important. They work very well. Now, to vent them outside, there's certainly more than one way to do that. You can take a vent and run it directly to one of your soffit vents, which allows it to breathe outside, to exhaust out as it should. Another way would be to actually go straight up through the roof and use a roof cap and use all the things that will properly secure it and properly make it not leak. And that's very important. So anytime that your bathroom fan is vented in the attic, you've got to find a way to fix that. It makes for your house to not be as healthy as it should be. And that is something we definitely, definitely want to do. We want to make our houses as, you know, as good as we can, as healthy as we can. And in this day and age, we definitely want to work on that situation. So don't let your bathroom fans vent in the attic. And that's the bottom line on that. And anybody has anything to say about that, hey, I would like to have it. All right. Gluckstadt, let's see what Gluckstadt has to say. Okay. The man who said he was having trouble with his bathroom fan was not a man. It was a lady. And I'm sorry, ma'am. She is a lady. I have total respect for that. I've done more research on that, ma'am, and I hope that really does help you some in understanding. And it's a shame because she did mention the company that actually put the roofing on their house, and they have a very good reputation and are a very good roofing company. I'm very surprised that the person who was in charge of the job at that time allowed the bathroom fan to be vented into the attic. I don't agree with that at all. I think if I were in your situation, I would probably call the company itself and want to talk. I'd want to climb the ladder in the company and talk to the man in charge and say, hey, this is what happened at my house, and I don't think it should. I've heard that it's not healthy for my house. Explain to me your thoughts on why your man said it was okay to vent it in the attic. So, all right, enough of that noise. We talked about bathroom vent fans as much as we're going to. Even though it should be said, those vent fans should be cleaned from time to time because they get dirty as well. So it's not a bad idea if you can pull that. There's a little cover over there that actually pulls down and is held in place by a couple of wires that actually act as springs to hold it in place. And then you can clean the blades on your fan really well and just get rid of all the dust and dirt and build up on there, and it helps it just work a lot better. All right. So that's how that goes. Okay. Let's see what Jason and Pearl has to say. You run the fan to the attic. Best material to use to run from the fan to the attic. Let me read that again. Best material to use to run from the fan to the soffit vent. Yeah. All right. I understand your question now. You can actually use a flexible, almost material-type hose that actually attaches and goes directly up that hose and out to your vent. A flexible hose will work pretty well. A lot of people want to use an aluminum, but it's so hard to get the aluminum to bend properly and make that turn. So I would definitely be interested in more like of a flexible hose, like you'll see on your dryer vent kit. There'll be a flexible hose on there sometimes. And there's two or three ways they make them. They make them out of a metal springy type material, and they also make them out of a vinyl type material, which is springy and can stretch to a long distance and easily turn corners. So, yeah, I think a bathroom vent fan like that, all you really would need would be a vinyl a hose, and that will work the very well for you. So I hope that answers your question in Pearl. And was it Pearl? I think it was, yeah. Another question is coming in. Let's see what... They're just text lines, great today. I like it, even though I can't get to it. We'll get to it after a while. Maybe you can see it, Lance. I can't get to it right now.
Which one? What are you looking for?
The very top one.
Would venting a bathroom exhaust be would venting the bathroom exhaust hose so that it vents at the Whirly Bird in the roof be acceptable? Randy in Corinth with the question.
Yes, everything I've read said that that can work as well. If you run it directly to one of your exhaust fans in the attic, like your Whirly Bird or something like that, and that is acceptable because that, again, exhausts your bathroom fan out through the Whirly Bird, and it makes it and that works also in any kind of ventilation that you may have in the attic. You may just have ridge vent. Well, hey, run that. It's a long way up to the way the ridge vent is, but it's a good idea to vent it that far up and do so. All right, let's Jason and Pearl sent us a thumbs up. Hey, thank you, Jason. Have a good day. And we appreciate you. Appreciate you listening in the great city of Pearl. Yeah, I know about Pearl.
Pearl is a great city. I was just over there the other day, and you know, I've been going in and out of Pearl my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, and I love 80. It's just something about Highway 80 in Pearl. There's so many things you can get accomplished right through there.
Right through there.
You can get some good food. You can get all the tools you need.
Yes.
There's lawnmowers. There's used cars. I mean, there's anything you can think of as you're driving. You don't even know you need something. You go, yeah, I need to stop by there.
Yeah, really.
But I love Pearl. And then the Heart of Pearl sign. That's been there forever. I love that.
That's been there forever.
That thing has been there since I was a kid.
But
right there by the bank.
Yeah. I had a friend from Massachusetts coming down one time to visit me, and he said, where is downtown Pearl? I said, well, that's kind of hard to explain. I don't know if there really is a particularly downtown Pearl. The whole area is kind of like downtown, but I guess Highway 80 from where the park starts to right, probably where the turns up to Pearson Road, is probably more like the downtown.
Yeah,
area.
I thought that sign meant it was like the little heart. I was like, this is the Heart of Pearl right here.
Well,
that means it's the center of the city.
I'm sure it was at one time or other.
But it's a lot bigger now.
And I was very surprised to find out that Pearl has only been labeled a city since, I think, the 70s sometime they turned into a city. I have that information somewhere, but I think Revel told me about that. Brooks over at Revel said, yeah, we've only been a city. As a matter of fact, he has a plaque up there on his wall that says, we finally become a city. And they were Revel Hardware has been around long before Pearl was a city, believe me. All right. And if anybody has that information, hey, send it to us. How long has Pearl been a city? All right. Well, asbestos. We did talk a little bit about asbestos last week, but I found out a whole lot more about asbestos during the past week. It stopped being used in the United States in 1990 and maybe a little earlier, and it was used generally like for brake pads on automobiles and gaskets for automobiles, but it was outlawed in the United States, and on the cars that are assembled in the United States and built in the United States, you won't find asbestos in those. However, buying aftermarket parts anywhere for your car, they may be made in Japan, they may be made in some other place that has not banned asbestos. So those brake pads, aftermarket brake pads, most times will have asbestos in them. So, yes, asbestos is still used today in some places. And it's not banned in a lot of countries as it should be. I think it's detrimental to our well-being. It stopped being used in the United States in 1990, and older cars have a lot of asbestos in them in a lot of different places, and it really can make a big difference. Last week we had the some school district department, the man was head of the asbestos removal, or asbestos, whoever that was, and I appreciate him texting in. That was great information that I would sure. I have a million questions I'd like to ask him, so if you're listening out there, hey, text us again so that we can just plague you to death with 100 questions about asbestos removal in this day and age in a school district. Now, I'm sure that some of the older schools here in Mississippi and everywhere have asbestos in them somewhere, and it needs to be either removed or, in most cases, covered totally where it's not exposed at all and can't create dust or anything at all.
There was a great King of the Hill episode back in the day where Cotton Hill, the father, yeah, he was a World War II veteran, and he had had his legs blown off at the knees in World War II, and so he had short legs, and they put his feet on his legs. But he had before he went to the war, he installed asbestos.
Oh, my God.
So as he was older in his 70s, you know, he was looking for a job because he had had a new kid and all that, so he'd gone in and looking for a job installing asbestos. And he went in and interviewed for the job thinking it was an installation job. And the guy who was like the superintendent of the school was like, yes, sir. And, you know, we'd like to hire you to rip out all the asbestos. He goes, rip it out? What are you taking it out for? We installed that stuff everywhere. But it's a great, like, you know, times change, right? I mean, you know, 30 years passes. Something that was very, very prevalent in everything, 20, 30 years later, in many cases, it's just not. The materials change. The technology changes. And we learn something. And then go, whoa, we don't need to be using that stuff anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. We learn something, and we learn so much about the dangers of asbestos, and breathing the asbestos dust is so unhealthy for us. So,
kind of like lead paint and other types of things you learn. And
the industry, the building industry, the building material industry has worked so hard in reducing all of those improper or impure VOC. Seas or whatever it may contain in that building material, to cut it down and using different type glues and using different type materials to actually create the material, because paints are much. It used to be you'd paint a room and it'd stink for 3 days. Or, let me rephrase it, it would smell for a few days. I think it would stink. But at any rate, that doesn't happen much anymore. I mean, yes, you can tell that a room is but freshly painted. You can smell the freshly painted room, but you won't be smelling the VOCs in there very much. They're hidden pretty well, and just about don't exist in a lot of paints. Really don't exist at all. So, hey, that works. That works really, really well. All right. I thought I received a book for Christmas, which is a book of unusual knowledge. And, of course, I enjoy reading the book. There's a lot of great stuff in it. But I ran across one page that says Flubbed Headlines. And it talks about headlines that were headlines in papers around the world that really didn't say what they meant to say. And I'll bring that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I'll tell you what some of those flubbed headlines are. Coming up in the next segment, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care is going to be with us. We're going to talk about what Amada Senior Care is all about. Looking forward to it. So stick with us here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be right back at Super Talk.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Don't miss the college football fix driven by Ford.
Now showing Taylor Swift Through the Eras at Grammy Museum Mississippi. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi. Celebrate Swift's 18-year career from her self-titled debut album through her most recent release, The Tortured Poets Department. This new exhibit showcases costumes, instruments, and much, much more. You don't want to miss Swift's 11 eras. This is an exhibit for the entire family to enjoy. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Drivers who switch.
I'm sorry, John, we made you wait until Boston was over, but I got to listen to Boston. There's all there is to it. John, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you, buddy?
Oh, great. This is Amada Senior Care, and Amada stands for beloved or loved, and his motto is very simple, concern for the well-being of others or love one's neighbor. And that's something Amada really, really excels in, really caring about other people. Rare thing happening these days, not as much of that going on as we'd like. Therefore, we need companies like Amada to take over where family may fall short or may even not even be in the area.
Well, we've really been busy, buddy. I mean, it's been a crazy winter.
Yes, it has.
A lot of families are recognizing that their loved ones need some help at home. And
right.
Quite frankly, the phone's been ringing off the hook. It's been a challenge for us, obviously, but we try to take our time and do it right. I've probably sat down with a half a dozen last week alone on the long-term care insurance policy.
Sure.
And, you know, that's something that is always exciting to educate the families. This is how it's going to be used. This is what it's used for. And, oh, by the way, I believe your mom or your dad qualifies for it.
Sure.
The policy, the benefits. And let's use those benefits to help take care of them. And it's really that's one of the things I really love to do. And I think it helps the families kind of recognize that they have this financial instrument that can be used to take care of mom and dad, and it's a great feeling to help them, guide them through that process.
Well, I have a situation that I'm somewhat aware of and have a question about, and I know some elderly people, and a couple in particular are well, I'm just going to say it, they're hard-headed, and they really believe that living by them, and they live alone, they always been self-dependent, and they always depend on themselves to take care of things. So they think that as they grow older, they can do the same and take care of themselves, but they're really not capable. How do you get through to somebody like that, John?
Well, I think and hopefully if they have family members, children, you just talk to them and try to explain. I have so many instances where the family was dealing with that. Mom and dad did not want help.
Yeah.
And yet we go in and lovingly discuss how we're going to approach it and say, look, I want you to meet this caregiver. She's wonderful, great personality, and let's just give her a try. Or him, right? Depends on the circumstances. And most of the time, you know, if they're comfortable with the caregiver,
right,
they'll allow it to keep going forward. Then if the caregiver does what they're supposed to do and really takes over those tasks,
right,
for the family member,
sure,
then they'll say, oh, I should have done this before. And I've had that comment said to me many, many times. I wish I had done this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And especially if they have these long-term care policies. I think one of the things I've seen before is they think that is a pool of money
right,
that they can pass on to the next generation, or for whatever reason they think, you know, that money can be gifted to somebody, or they just want to hang on to it. And I say, you know, that is a money that you're going to have to expense and then get reimbursed. So it's a process. And if you start now, let's get through the claims process, start using it, then you can, you know, make financial decisions. Well, I don't really need them on the weekend, so let's save that money.
Sure.
We kind of work out a financial plan, but, you know, the key is me recognizing that they would qualify and letting them know that and just say, look, I want you to use it wisely, but let's get you hooked up with the claims, and I'll help you walk through that process, and then we'll work through how you use it going down the road. And that helps. You know, a lot of people don't want to expense, you know, that policy right now.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't make sense not to use it, especially
right,
unlimited policies.
Sure.
If you're qualified, use it. But, you know, people are independent. I love that. I love that. I want to encourage people to remain independent. But you know what? It's okay to take some help.
Well, what I found happening is these people who are independent and need some help really end up being more of a burden on their existing family than they would be otherwise if they would just invoke some of the benefits that are due them anyway.
Yeah, and what I worry about is at a certain point they may not recognize that they're a fall hazard, a fall risk, rather.
Right.
And you got to kind of cut that them, say, look, you've told me you've fallen two or three times in the past month or so. Let's kind of think about that. That is a reason to protect yourself.
Sure.
You're not going to do anybody any good if you fall on broken hip or, you know, or worse. You know,
right.
You're really going to be a burden. And then you have to have somebody.
Sure.
Right now, if you just mitigate it by get some part-time or get somebody in there during the week and help you, you know, be there when you take your shower.
Right.
You know, do the dressing, help you dress, get out of bed, get out safely, and just be there in case you need help. And do those things, tasks that you probably don't need to do, which are, you know, light housekeeping and
right.
Let's do the dish. You know, people can slip on when you open the dishwasher, there could be water on the floor, slip and fall. You know, that's just something to think about. And
yeah.
If you have somebody that does that, those tasks for you and provides a little, you know, conversation, you know, just talk and recognizing things you may be doing that are dangerous or there's hazards in the house. We look at all those, and that is one of the benefits. Just keep you independent in your home as long as possible, and, you know, use the policy if you're qualified for it. And we'll certainly talk to you about that.
Yeah, well,
what the policy means and how to use it.
What ends up happening is these people, if they really begin to grasp onto the help that's available and how they can afford it and it works in their whole system, can really improve the quality of their life.
Absolutely. They may be able to get out of the house now because this person can drive them.
Yeah.
I want to go to the senior center on Thursdays because they have bingo. I want to go to grocery shop. I want to go here and there. I mean, they get more active outside because they have somebody to safely drive them and help them get in and out of the car. And that's a big burden, you know.
Right.
Think about going to the doctor's office. I see it all the time. You know, you're taking rollators or wheelchairs, and you got to try to find a parking spot or get up close to the building, unload, come back in. You know, that is a huge burden, especially if it's a family member that has to take off work.
Right.
You know, a caregiver can be the eyes and ears and get them there safely. We do that quite a bit. And just think it's something to, you know, have that conversation around the kitchen table. And I have to be part of it. And, you know, we never do anything but try to be positive and loving. And, you know, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I just want you to know your options. And, you know, if you get to a point where we introduce a caregiver and you're still not comfortable, that's fine, too. We'll back out. But
At least you're knowledgeable of what can take place.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And to approach the whole situation of getting older and not look at all of the options is really a lack of finding out what's available. It's really not finding out what's available. I mean, there's so much more available. We're in the beginning of a new year. Has there been any changes like in the VA or in personal care?
Well, I mean, there's always changes there, you know, going on. I'm trying to keep up with them. You know, with the VA, I think I've talked several times. I'm now a provider down the coast. I'm excited about that. We're looking forward to taking care of our veterans. That program has definitely changed. They're really spending a lot more time. Let's get the veterans in. And I was there, it's been several weeks ago, but, you know, they've got people waiting. They got several offices or what they call them, it's the primary care areas. And they've got, I walked in there and there was nobody there.
Wow.
Meaning there's plenty of availability for people to go in and walk in and get an appointment. They really kind of expanded that. And I think the benefits are definitely easier to understand and to get, to receive. I think they're really concentrating on that. So I'm excited about the VA and what they're doing for all of our veterans. And but, yeah, the other thing out there is, you know, obviously inflation has hurt a lot of families,
right.
With regard to the cost of care has gone up, and, you know, that's something that we try to mitigate as much as possible, but, you know, we're looking for the primo, the best caregivers there are.
Sure.
That have experience, and I'm looking today, you know, we're always trying to find those loving caregivers. I had one last week, and I just loved her story. She knew this was her calling, and I said, please, if you don't work for me, please stay in it. I want people like you
sure.
to be out there helping take care of our seniors, no matter who you work for, because, you know, we need caregivers. And, you know, I always encourage RNs, retired RNs, CNAs, if you want to get back into it and do it one-on-one or maybe one-on-two with a couple, please give me a call because I think you will love it. We have wonderful families. And the cool thing is when you're there, you're getting supported by the children. And I found that to be very reassuring and comfortable for my caregivers when the family is all involved and you're the eyes and ears taking care of them while they get to do run their family and households.
Yes.
But you're the eyes and ears and you work hand in hand with them. It is such a great model, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and that's where families come to me. I mean, I believe it. They appreciate that my staff is all behind the caregiver and the families. We work together.
Right.
And we're just, it just works very well.
It definitely improve the quality of your life if you get involved in a program like that. And it should be said that everybody who works for AMADA who may show up at your house or may help is an AMADA employee, not a 1099 contract employee.
Correct.
And you know, you say that and say, so, I mean, it's no big deal. What's the difference? Oh, there's a big difference.
Yes. You're responsible for that 1099. In fact, you know, if they get hurt on the job or the taxes, you know, come due, Social Security, you have to pay all that. 1099 is not the way to do senior care. It is absolutely not.
Yeah.
It may be the cheapest form, but I think you get what you pay for.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it's better for the caregivers to have, you know, Social Security paid into and taxes withheld. And the benefits that are offered through our payroll system, I just think that's a smarter way to do it. It protects the families. And I know families have recognized that as a benefit and have come to me after trying to pay somebody privately. They said, you know, it's a better model to go under your umbrella.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's a very good point. You know, we want to have our employees and we're going to take care of them. And look, if they call out, you know, it's our responsibility to get somebody to come back in and replace them, at least temporarily. And I think we do that very well. Very proud of, you know, our track record on that. That's why people hire an agency like AMADA.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very important thing, and it's a part of what makes AMADA a quality organization is they care not only about the people that they're serving, but the people who are doing the work in the serving are taken care for as well, and are taken care for by a great company who really cares about the well-being of people, period.
Yes, sir.
I mean, whether you're an employee or whether they're you're a client, either way, you're going to do the best you can to make sure they get everything they need to take care of the whatever situation may pop up.
And I think it's also important to point out that we do not just send a caregiver over to your house without introductions. I think it's so important to introduce to a family the caregiver.
Right.
There's rarely that option happens. Sometimes if somebody's in the hospital, we can do that, but we prefer for the family to meet the caregivers and then get comfortable, say, yes, that sounds like a good fit. I like their personality. Let's give them a try. And I think that's important for families to know. There's so many services that you can go online and they'll just send somebody to your house without an introduction, and you may not know they from Louisiana. They may just drove over and have no idea who they are or that there's anybody managing them, and it's really important to know that we don't do that.
Yeah,
and I want the family to be comfortable.
I think anybody who wants to call and get senior care help, whatever company they call, and hopefully they call you guys because you guys do such a good job. But if there's the searching around and do a little looking around, that's one of the first questions they should ask. Are your people employed by you or are they 1099 contract employees?
Exactly.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Let me talk my numbers, telephone numbers. That helps. If you want to get in contact with myself, the Central Mississippi number is 601-864-3752. Again, it's 601-864-3752, and that's monitored 24/7. And the Gulf Coast, the same thing, it's monitored 24/7. It's 228-216-2448. Again, it's 228-216-2448. And especially on the coast, if you're a veteran and you want to find out more,
call
our home health care
program. We're about run out of time, man.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
I love him to death, but he's dumber than a bag of rocks. And he hollers from his car, Ingval! Was you all dressed up stupid? It ain't Sunday. I said, Jimmy, we're going to Mr. Howard's funeral. And he goes, oh, hell. Did he die?
Phil Ingval, here's your sign. It wasn't my time.
I said, no, but he ain't feeling good, so we're having a dress rehearsal.
Saturday, February 1st, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
William is one of
lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. But I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Yeah, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Hey, we had to cut John off a little short there, but Amala Senior Care, great organization. And just look them up on the web, and you'll find out who Amala Senior Care is. And plus, there's a lot of information on there about what they do and what they can do. Great organization. Proud to have them as a sponsor of this program, Amala Senior Care. They really do a wonderful job. All right, a couple of texts that we have not gotten to, but we will right now. One text came in without a person's name on it. They wanted to know how long snow can sit on roof shingles before it can create damage. Well, I grew up in New England, and we were very accustomed to having snow a lot on our roofs. And so I really believe because roof shingles are basically waterproof, that snow can sit on there a pretty good while. Around here, it's not going to sit on there long enough ever to create damage to a shingle. Now, that's not to say that if there's a leak or a roof is damaged, that snow sitting up there is not going to create moisture inside of your attic to allow it to, particularly as it melts. So, snow can sit up there a pretty good while before, particularly in Mississippi. How long is it going to sit up there at most? A day? 2 days? Not very long. So, yeah, I don't think it's a problem here at all. The other comment that came in was somebody asked me about venting their bathroom exhaust fan to the ridge vent or out, you know, and his question or their question, was it his or her? I'm not sure. Their question was, is this a job for a roofer or a job for a plumber? Well,
which one costs less money to hire, right? That's the one you're calling.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I would dare say that if your bathroom vent was already vented outside and re-roofing has covered that over so that it can't vent outside, then it would be the roofer's responsibility to make sure that it does vent outside. Now, if your bathroom fan never vented outside and always vented into your attic, and then you've had your roof re-roofed, I don't think it's the roofer's responsibility at that point to make sure that your bathroom fan is vented outside. Thin line there. So who is to vent it outside? Well, it should be done from the get-go. Is it always? No, it's not. But Basically, it is a plumber's job to vent it outside if that be necessary to get done. So if a roofer has come in and your vent is not vented outside and they re-roof your house, I don't think they're responsible to vent it outside at that point in time. And that's how I'm going to answer that question. I hope that gives you some sort of answer. At least it was a whole bunch of words.
Sounded good.
What are you shaking your head for?
A lot of words usually help.
A lot of words.
But if you can't explain it, just confuse them.
Just confuse them. Oh, I was playing around with some headlines in this book that I got.
Oh, yeah, I wanted you to get to that. That sounded fun.
Book for Unusual Knowledge. Well, these are the headlines that appeared in major papers, and they just... There's something wrong with these headlines, and I'm just going to read the headlines. Here's a headline that really is a little perplexing. It says, "A child's stool is great for use in the garden."
Like a children's sized stool?
Well, it doesn't. The headline.
I would have thought they're talking about stools.
Yeah.
You know, not like a stool.
Not like a stool. And they were talking about, they're trying to tell us that a child's sit-down stool is great for use in the garden, but that's not what they're saying.
A little vague there.
Yeah, a little vague there. I'm wondering, would a child's stool help the garden grow better? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't want to eat the stuff. I know that.
No.
And the second headline that I thought was really kind of neat, I only did a couple, so I'm only going to do a little bit of it. The headline was quite simply, "Babies are what the mother eats." Well,
bunch of cannibal women out there.
There's not many
Where were the cannibals at again? Stay away.
The headline just
women cannibals. Oh, goodness.
That's a bizarre headline. I mean, whoever dreamed up that headline and then got it approved by their editor.
Somebody did not have a great command of the English language is what we're working with here.
Asleep at the wheel there. That's amazing stuff. But at any rate, I thought that's – and I'll bring some of those each week because I think it's really kind of funny. It really is. There's some great stuff in there for sure that can really, you know, help an awful lot. Well, I've talked about before how I believe that water – H2O is going to be a serious problem, and it's beginning to happen, and I'll explain more about that.
This may be a good time for you to, because we got a crawl space question from Sam in Hattiesburg, and, you know, those places get moist and damp.
Well, let's talk to Sam in Hattiesburg and see what's going on. Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I hope you can help me out. I appreciate your show.
All right. We'll try for sure, Sam.
I've got a house on a hill, on a slope. It's really not a hill. The water's coming in through my back wall into my crawl space. Am I better off, it's a two-part question. Am I better off stopping that water before it gets to my back wall with a French drain or going on the inside and doing a footer drain all the way around the inside of the crawl space?
I'd do the outside. You know, I don't think you want the water in there.
Okay. Second part of my question is: I want to go below the footer, and I know I've read that if you go right up against the wall, that you really shouldn't go below the footer. So, is it okay to come out 2 or 3 feet from the footer and go like a foot below where the footer would be?
It would seem to me that that would be an okay solution to move out maybe a foot or 6 inches from the actual footer, and then put your French drain in, and that's going to stop. The major amount of water that tends to want to get into under your secured space is all coming downhill, and the French drain is going to catch most of it. The only water that's ever going to get near your foundation at that point in time would just be that little space between where your French drain is and your foundation. So you're not going to have a lot of water coming in. So I think it's a better idea to put a French drain on the outside, particularly in your situation where you're on a hillside, so to speak.
Okay, fantastic. I appreciate the information.
Sam, I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much for calling. All right, Sam, we appreciate it. And that's good stuff. And a lot of people really are concerned about moisture, but we were talking a lot about water, and I think we'll continue with talking about water. I've said for years that water, as far as I'm concerned, is going to become a crisis. And it is in some places in the world where there's not clean drinking water available, and there's not clean, there's just a need for good, clean, pure water. Well, it's beginning to affect us here in the United States. And you say, well, we can still get clean water. Well, in most places we can. But I have a lot to say about that, so I think I'll just bring it up probably after the music segment. I'm going to talk about water, our use of water, our control politically of water, and how they affect disasters that may happen around the country. So, all right. Coming up is a music segment here on Super Talk Mississippi, right after the Fox National News and headlines. You're listening to your buddy Slowick, the Mississippi's handyman at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back after a while.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community, a community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same: for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
In Mississippi.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear
the Handyman Show. My name is Buddy, and this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And during this segment, we always do a music segment, and I thought we would this week. The artist I want to start with is somebody that I've played before, not too very long ago, called Eric Johansson, and he is from from NOLA. He grew up in Alexandria, Louisiana. And he moved to N.O. to try to just improve the quality of his art and be around more people who were into music and really had a pure, true passion for it. But during Katrina, he lost everything in New Orleans. Everything that he owns was gone. Katrina had just...
Liberty Mutual customized...
Blew it all away. What? Yeah, but Katrina was that mean. But at any rate, after that, he moved to New Zealand, where he lived for probably 3 or 4 years. He moved back here in 2010, back to NOLA. And it's really always had a great deal of passion to play the guitar and to perform. And recently he's been in Jackson, right? Matter of fact, Thursday night he was at Dueling Hall. Ardenland had him in Dueling Hall, and I really wanted to go see him. I had other things I had to do. But Eric Johansson has one of his albums in particular is called The Deep and the Dirty, and he's had... the song we're going to play, Undertow, is like the third single released from that album, and it's a great, great album. And a lot of the songs that I'm going to do today are dealt with guitar-heavy, strong, and all dealing with NOLA, except for one artist, and we'll talk about that in a little while. But Eric Johansson, Undertow. Hey, let's give it a listen and see what it sounds like. Undertow.
We'll be right back.
Hotel.
Johnson, great, great guitar player, been listed as one of the greatest guitar heroes around, and he's been playing guitar. All the sound that he made on guitar on that particular cut was all Eric doing everything, and the vocals as well, so he really did a good job. The next artist is really from Australia, and we're going to move to Australia a little bit. It's the only time we're going away from NOLA. Everything else, I think, is pretty much NOLA. But the group is called Royal Otis. And Royal Otis is a duo from Sydney, Australia. And how they got their name is the first name of one of their... it's a duo. The first name is Otis Pavlovich. And the other artist is Royal. That's R-O-Y-E-L Mandel. And they got their name from... together from Otis, from the first name of one and the first name of the other, Royal Otis. But they play a lot with groups and have done a lot of great, great, great songs. And their vocals stand out so well. Their vocals really do say something special. Their album is called Prats and Pain, and you can find it on their album. This is a song called Foam. I think it's a new release by them. It's not on. I don't think it's on the album, but I think it's a new release by Otis, Royal Otis. So let's give a listen to Foam and see what happens.
Oh,
from Australia, they play weird. They play hard, man. They're all... Anybody who has come from Australia and has made a splash at all in the United States, there's something special about them. I mean, you just look at the way Keith Urban plays guitar. It's like...
Or AC/DC.
Yeah, they almost beat the guitar, and yet it sounds great. It sounds absolutely great, but I think the demand over there is for an artist to be more animated and more involved in what they're doing than exists here. And that's just an opinion. It may or may not be. All right, next artist, we're going back to New Orleans, back to N.O. And the artist is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band has been around a long, long time. Kenny Wayne is a great guitar player, an absolutely phenomenal guitar player. And when he first started his band, he was doing the guitars and the vocals as well. And then he realized that it would be better if he just played the guitar. And he hired a great, great vocalist named Noah Hunt, who really can. I mean, whoa. He can really bring it to you. Noah Hunt does a great job. Born with a Broken Heart, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. They just are amazing. They're amazing to watch. But all of the guitar work in this is done by Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and all the vocals are done by Noah Hunt. So let's give a listen to Born with a Broken Heart, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band.
Stronger.
I mean, that man can play guitar. As I told you at the beginning of the service, of the segment, this is going to be a guitar-driven segment mostly, and it was. And that's just because I'm a guitar freak of sorts. And I'll do something a little different next week. But I always enjoy getting involved with other instruments and other people who really are passionate about their instrument so very much. I enjoy doing that so very well. Well, I think a mainstay of NOLA is probably Louis Armstrong, and he did such great artists from NOLA, and it just touches a little bit on the history of New Orleans, even though it goes back much further than Louis Armstrong into almost like a choir type thing or a gospel type thing. The New Orleans scene is so just steeped in gospel music and so steeped in the beauty of that kind of thing. But Louis Armstrong has always done great songs, and it's fun to watch, and our loss for sure to have a person like Louis Armstrong around.
I mean, you can't beat a gospel brunch in New Orleans, trust me. That's the best brunch you'll ever have.
Yeah,
breakfast, lunch included, amazing music. The roof is shaking. You get saved a little bit. Feel a lot better about yourself after a trip to a gospel brunch.
Yeah, and that's probably an easy thing to get to in NO.
I think that's a New Orleans specialty.
Yeah,
is a gospel brunch. Like, I don't know anybody else that does them, and they know how to do it right.
Yeah, and somehow you don't feel like you're doing something than what you'd other want to be doing anyway. A gospel lunch is a great thing, a brunch, if you will, or lunch, or whatever they call it, and that's a wonderful way. But Louis Armstrong, great artist, and just was surrounded by wonderful musicians. When you walk down Bourbon Street, you can see the Heritage Band, the marching bands, the people on the sidewalk that are just playing instruments with their guitar case open or their horn case open and taking tips. That's amazing. But Louis Armstrong did What a Wonderful World.
Red roses too. I see them blue. Think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
The new year.
Take along some of your favorite things, 'cause you're gonna need 'em. Wait right here, wait till I come back around, you and
and I will go. We'll just sit and watch it all go.
All right, Lance, you got to tell us who that is.
Widespread Panic, Down.
Wow, that's a good song.
Oh, yeah, they got so many good ones.
I've seen Widespread Panic, I think, three times. I don't know, about three or four. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, a lot. It's hard to.
And one night, they were back-to-back. They were playing two nights in a row over at, actually, when Thalia Mara used to be.
I love seeing them at Thalia Mara.
Yeah.
Great place to see you and listen to Panic. The acoustics were always great.
Oh, it was
always a jamming place.
It was
fun
to go.
Standing and jiving in the aisles and everything.
Yeah.
It's always a good show.
Always a good show, for sure.
They don't disappoint, though. I'll tell you. I mean, the many years they've been doing it.
Yeah.
You're going to get a unique show, similar to the Grateful Dead, or, you know, some nights are better than others if you listen to the recordings or the song selection, but everything is, you know, new.
Because because they don't do just a playlist every night, the same playlist, and we're going
to
do this.
Oh, it's a big deal to find out in advance what the playlist is going to be. I mean, that's like one of the, you know, spread heads love that. Like, they'll start sharing it, you know.
I think I know what it is.
What's going to be? You hear that first little guitar, you know, tuning. Oh, I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Oh, you cheated. You got the cheat sheet early.
Oh, well. Good band. All right. Text came in from Paul in Moss Point, said that about a year and a half ago, they moved into a newer home to them, and come to find out it's all hollow core doors and there's not enough insulation in the walls and it's cold in there, and he wants to know if there's anything he can do. And he mentioned they were considering replacing the doors, which is kind of expensive, and that was what he brought up, was the expense of it could be pretty high. It's not a bad suggestion, though. Replacing the doors, particularly if they're hollow core doors, Masonite makes a door called Safe and Sound, and it's not that much more expensive than their regular hollow core door. Now, replacing all your hollow core doors with Safe and Sound doors, it would really, really make an improvement in the conditioning or the climate control in your house. The insulation in the walls being thin, well, that can be corrected by putting like larger round holes in the top of your near your ceiling and pumping in insulation in the walls, but that can be expensive as well. So there may be other ways to handle this situation. I would make sure that all of my baseboards, all of my casings, all of my everything was caulked properly to the sheetrock or the plaster, whatever it may be, so that you don't have air infiltration in those areas and stop all the air from coming in. Caulking can help an awful, awful lot. And just make sure that all of your areas that can allow leaks of air in the house are sealed properly, including exterior thresholds. A lot of them are adjustable in height and can be adjusted to the door bottom and work very, very well and help. But that's without spending money, you're never going to get the total efficiency out of your house that you wish you could. It's going to cost something to get that done correctly, and that might be something you put over a period of time and do over a period of time. But, Paul, it's a tough situation for sure, because back 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, some houses just weren't built correctly, as they're not today. Some houses are not built correctly today. I hope that answers your question. A comment from Alvin and Brandon said, yeah, he enjoyed the music segment. A lot of good old Texas swing. He liked it. Alvin did like it. All right. Tell you a little bit about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores. The sound of my voice, Rebel Ace, they are just a great hardware store. Many stores within the sound of my voice here in central Mississippi. And they have not only all of the hardware items that you'll ever need, customer service out the yin yang. They've got tons of customer service. And on top of that, their location in Pearl, right next door, is their power equipment center, which is just absolutely overrun with zero-turn mowers and trailers and just anything that you may want for your garden. They've got at the power equipment center, weed whackers, blowers, on all of the parts to take care of them and take care of all the equipment that you may have. And service, again, is what they really, really excel at Revel Outdoor Power Equipment. So you check out my friends, Revel, the power outdoor equipment, and Revel Ace Hardware. Great, great hardware stores. You'll never be sorry that you went to a Revel Ace Hardware store. You'll come away happy. You won't pay any more for a product, and you'll have what you need when you get home. Revel, good store, good store. All right. I want to pick up what we were talking about a little earlier about water. Hi, Wobo was talking about how worldwide it's a national crisis. It's a crisis in some areas. And it's becoming a situation here in America because of the disasters that we are facing. And let's not just say that, yeah, that's happening in California. So much of that is happening. But it happened in Hawaii. And it's happened in New Orleans. And they were all different type disasters. In New Orleans, it was Katrina. Totally wiped out the city. Just about devastated New Orleans to where it was just about hard to actually think about rebuilding to where it is and the point that it is today. But it happened. And the same with California. The Pacific Palisades fire, in particular, the firemen were complaining that they couldn't put out certain fires because there was not enough water in the hydrants. Well, the same thing happened in Hawaii, in Maui. They didn't have enough water in the hydrants. And I think that's planning. I think we need to think about planning for disasters because we never, never, ever, ever know when a disaster, whether it be a forest fire, which can be devastating. And again, why are they so big? Well, of course, the winds have an awful lot to do with it, and the heat has an awful lot to do with it. But also, lack of proper preparation has something to do with it as well. Here in Mississippi, we have more forest maintenance than we do in a lot of states in the United States, where we clear the underbrush and we clear the areas, and there's a lot of The Parks and Wilderness Department does a great job in keeping the forests in a great shape, in great condition. That's something that's not done in a lot of places. And then we need to prepare all of our hydrants. Anytime you go to a fireman goes to a fire hydrant, there should always be water available. And I don't care what situation is taking place in and around. If there's not, then there was a lack of planning in my part, I think, in setting that thing up. So yes, is water going to be a crisis? Yeah, whether it's a tornado or a hurricane or a forest fire or a flood, or there's just so many natural disasters, but water is the answer to a lot of these things.
Yeah, and we're sitting on unlimited supply.
Yeah.
And yet you can't drill a hole and pump water out of it.
Yeah.
Bringing it from Hoover Dam and all over. You know, it'd be a novel concept maybe to spend some money on water wells.
Novel concept.
Yeah, yeah. Might work. You know, it does everywhere else on the planet.
It really does.
So, yeah, I'm just curious what we're missing here that makes it so difficult for a place that's sitting next to the water table. We're maybe 100 feet, 200, 300, 400 feet down. Got plenty of water right there.
Sure.
Doesn't have to be drinking water.
Right.
Don't have to go too low.
Right.
All you need is a series of pumps that would fill those reservoirs.
Right.
Things like that. But, you know, I don't get it. Pumps aren't very expensive in that regard. Pumping water from Hoover Dam through pipelines all the way to L.A., that seems a little more costly to me,
yeah,
logistically.
Right.
But, again, maybe somebody knows more than what we know, and
yeah,
can
yeah
say why they don't use water pumps or even, you know, water pumps from the ocean. There's a whole world of, 80% of the world's covered in ocean. They go, the salt may hurt some plants. Oh, really? What about the houses?
Yeah, what about the houses?
What about those that are burning to the ground because you don't want to kill a schmelt?
And our fire. My question is, are fire trucks not getting ocean water because it may damage the interior?
How much does damaging the interior cost versus the billions of dollars of property damage?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's a, you know, you look at things that way and you go, what's the cheapest way to take care of something, you know, that's going to last? we look at that in everything you do in handymanning. You don't go, what's the most expensive thing I can do?
Right,
you look at the most inexpensive option that solves the problem you need.
Yeah.
Why would you go spend 500% more on something when you can get this one for this price? It does the job perfectly.
Does the job.
There's no brand recognition here. It's just water.
Just one of the news segments I happened to see was about the fires in California. There was plenty of pool water. Almost everybody had a pool out there and had water in it, but the firemen couldn't get the water from the pool.
Well, and it shouldn't be that complicated. I mean, given that you have wildfires every year, I went back for 40 years and looked at the data on that. And they have definitely, as far as the volume, has increased in the last 5 or 6 years.
Sure.
And it's not environmental. It is, as you said, preparation and planning. It's very similar to what a lot of Mississippians and the state and FEMA through the MEMA, you know, must do during hurricane season.
Sure.
And you don't take that for granted that, oh, well, we just aren't going to have hurricanes this year.
Yeah, you
don't prepare that way because always the thing that you don't prepare for is generally going to be the thing that comes and gets you.
Exactly.
And you look now and it's the cost of life, cost of property, billions of dollars, businesses burned to the ground, people's livelihoods burned to the ground, and you know, you're going, what am I missing here? Why was there no water when you've got plenty?
But my question is, why is it taking us so long to learn this, this whole segment of the whole situation of not having enough water to put out a fire or, you know, that's, why are we so slow to grab onto that? I really don't talk about politics on this show, and I don't want to, but I really do think politics has a lot to do with it as well.
And I don't mean this from a political standpoint. I mean this from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have taxpayers that elected leaders to go out and protect them and the property, and when you take $15 billion or whatever it is and you plug it in over here to things that it was not supposed to go to.
Right.
Instead of fixing issues over there that the money was supposed to go to. I don't care where you are. These are the same problems you're going to have anywhere, whether it's a Republican, a Democrat, or a liberal, or conservative. It's the stupidity of not looking forward and living up to the promises you made back in the past to people that elected you.
Correct.
No matter who you, what party you're in.
And you're right about there's so much money being given to things that are not necessary, and they look at the creation of whether it's any kind of emergency situation, putting money into that is like a it's almost like gambling. Is this event going to happen? Are we going to have a disaster?
Well, or,
maybe we're not. So let's not put the money in there.
You have to have car insurance for that reason. You hope you never need it.
You
need health insurance. I mean, it's a mandate. It was for a while. Now, you know, kind of not. But again, you're hoping you don't need this. That's the reality of the world. Car insurance, house insurance, dental insurance, eye insurance, health insurance. These are all things that you hope and pray you'll never need. But in the event you do, it doesn't break you.
Yeah.
I mean, California?
Yeah.
I mean, let's pay attention to what we ask every citizen in this country to do, 330 million plus. Be responsible.
Right.
Cover the risks that are going to potentially bite you in the butt. But it's okay for a state not to do that. You know, and that's where it's not a California thing. This is a preparation and leadership.
Yeah.
When you choose to protect something like a fish, an endangered fish, over endangered human beings who elected you, that you make it politics all you want. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
And again, pouring money into things like that, that's what you do when you have gravy, when you have a little extra. You're not pouring in your lifeblood that makes your communities function
into that.
That's what you do with extra money. And that's the same thing that we would preach here. Have a plan, fund that plan, and stick to that plan.
But as you mentioned, leaderships tend to want to lean towards what will make headlines, what will make the 5 o'clock news, what will be – that's the more important thing in their mind. And
hopefully people will pay attention and realize that leaders, you know, these, and I said this all week, you know, municipal elections matter.
Oh,
who your mayor is and who your aldermen are,
who's
your fire chief and the people you elect in your town, whether it's 100 people or 500,000 or 8 million, municipal elections matter.
They matter a big bunch, and it's important. I will say, in my opinion, that most of the people who are fire chiefs do a pretty good job. Most. That's not to say there aren't some that are not doing what they should be doing, but generally speaking, I think fire chiefs are pretty good people, and they do a pretty good job in taking care of their situation. Now, going up above that, talk about leaders, yeah, that could be a problem. Hey, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Super Talk Mississippi here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloan. Take a short break. Be right back with a home run segment of the Handyman Show in just don't.
I might go down to Georgia, I might stay here.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time. Made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi.
Like a yellow bee. Boy, you cast a bad spell over me. And when I catch you, you're gonna catch hell. I'ma get you in the first degree. Oh, it's a bad spell. Talking about a bad spell.
Lock and Poe. Man, those girls just blow me away. I think they're so good. They really are. I enjoy watching them, listening to them, and just I think they're a great organization. All right. Comment came in on the text line, said, in Canada, they are putting out wildfires by the planes are using ocean water going to get it. But I don't think they're doing that in California. Why not?
They have been dipping. The Canadian helicopters and maybe some of the others have gone out and dipped into the ocean. But again, that's not what you're supposed to have to do.
Yeah, that really, you're supposed to be prepared.
And they weren't prepared for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was slow to start in that regard. Yeah, not Johnny on the spot, but
maybe one day we'll be prepared and understand the I think it's going to be a slow learn, it seems to be.
And again, I don't want to play politics, but, you know, why I say municipal elections matter, because when you have billions of property damage, and let's just say that the insurance companies may not be able to handle all that.
Sure.
Who do you think comes to the rescue? The government.
Yeah.
The federal government. And
right.
Who is that? You.
Yeah.
Me. Those that pay federal income taxes.
Right.
And so your income taxes will be ended up going to subsidize problems that happen because of poor leadership in another part of this country that you shouldn't have to do that with. And that was unforeseen. Remember, these bailouts and things like that are not monies that were accounted for. So, yes, that's why I say that. A municipal election in Flint, Michigan matters in Jackson, Mississippi.
Just as much
as a municipal election in Jackson, Mississippi matters to people in Chicago.
Yeah.
There's a connectivity there. And that's what we all, I think, responsibility. It's not politics. It's responsibility.
Right.
Do you want to have to shake the pockets of people all over this country to pay for the things that you should have done here with your dime?
Right.
Or maybe how about let's get prepared and get ahead of the eight ball and not let that snowball roll downhill too long.
You know,
because when it does, it's hard to steer it.
It's a big one. It's a big one by the time it gets down to the bottom. Hey, at any rate, let me tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair. you talk about foundation repair. I had somebody call me yesterday and was talking about foundation repair on their slab foundation, and they're saying, what is the situation with how do they do that nowadays without using concrete and mud and all that stuff? But it's actually a polyurethane foam, is a polyjacking foam, can work very well. Tony Arpino has been doing this for years and years and years, and he uses a brand name type of foam that has a warranty with a factory warranty with it, and his foundation repair is better than most. And you can call him at 800-256-1010, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They do a wonderful job in fixing your foundation and give free estimates. Be happy to talk to you about that and help you understand how the process works. And it doesn't take very long. It'll only take a day, maybe two at most. And they'll be in and out without much aggravation to your family whatsoever. So Atlas Foundation Repair, great company. Go see what they've got going on for you today. Atlas Foundation Repair. You'll be happy you called them. Believe me. All right. I think this is important. My question is, how many people in your family, including you, know how to shut off the water, the electricity, and the gas? And are your windows painted shut? Well, if any of that is taking place in your house, do something about it. Learn where these shutoffs are and how to use them and how to correctly shut off the gas and how to correctly shut off the water. And people with a PEX system in their water have a manifold, which is kind of like a circuit breaker box for an electrician, where they can actually shut off zones of water in their home. Much more effective than the older system where you had to go to the main to shut off the water in the house. Which still a lot of people still have to do that. I have to do that in my house, go shut off the main if I have a leak anywhere. And believe me, with the past weather we've had, if you haven't had a leak yet, you're going to before this winter's over with. And I really hope you don't. Hey, Build Mississippi, great organization, an organization that cares so much about the people of this state. And in this week's news, you could even see we were in Meridian. They're adding a big facility out there that's going to require a whole bunch of people to work at. Well, people that are going to work at these new facilities that are coming into Mississippi need to be trained in some sort of technical ability, whether it's working with their hands as far as welding is concerned, as far as HVAC is concerned, electrical, and we're talking about heavy-duty type work, or driving heavy-duty equipment, driving bulldozers around, driving a cement truck around. Those are all very, very, you know, you have to kind of focus on those a whole lot to get them done correctly. And with a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of education, organizations like Build Mississippi can get you there in a short period of time for little to no money. They can train you and not only have you equipped for some of these great, great paying jobs that are out there, but they also have a list of people that are looking for trained individuals who understand how to do something, how to get something done, and need so much. Almost every major organization in Mississippi, every major builder, every major constructor, or in commercial building, they're all looking for qualified help. And that's a rare thing to find around here, qualified help. It really is. It does exist, and there is some qualified help out there, but not enough. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about. So I suggest that you give them a call. Check out buildmississippi.com and check out what's going on over there. And when you see their website and you see what's available and the opportunities that are available to you as a student of their organization, wow, the better off you'll be. It's like you really can get ahead by going to a 10-week course to learn how to do a particular chore with your hands and to learn how to work with your hands and get into really what would be a great sizable family income so that you can afford a house, a car, and a family.
Yeah, and remember, the summer's coming. You got 10 weeks
to
get that HVAC certification.
There you go.
You'd be rolling in dough.
You'd be rolling in dough for sure. It's because we have a long AC season around here where we run our my house, I run the AC a lot. I mean, when you talk about days of the year, a lot of the days the AC is on, and it must be maintained because it's a mechanical piece of equipment. But can I maintain it? No, I don't have the knowledge. I haven't been trained to understand the mechanical workings because there's so many parts and pieces to an AC unit and a heating unit. Well, that's the kind of thing we talk about here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and we do it each and every Saturday from 10 in the morning until 12 lunchtime on Saturdays right here at Super Talk Mississippi. We're on all, matter of fact, pull up the Super Talk. We have a app that's available. Pull it up, check it out, and on that app, from that app, you can check us out on any kind of media, any kind of social media that's out there. My name is Buddy Slork, Mississippi's Handyman. Enjoyed it today. Be back next Saturday. We'll talk about more about taking care of your house, and thank you, Ville, Mississippi, for being part of what we do. See you next week. Buddy Slork.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties. If it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you.
The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account.
It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi. Mississippi news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the SuperTalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time. On air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at MS Crawl Space.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Family Termite understands that these economic times are hard on everybody. To help you and your family out, we're offering flexible payment plans. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.